Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuck Risho hanging out in the Key Studios with you on this Tuesday evening. 404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We're going to open up the phone lines to you as we're going to talk some Hawks basketball here coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. But let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Lauren Williams. She is the beat reporter for the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can get all of your Hawks off-season news and reports. And Lauren is on Twitter, at Williams Lauren L. Lauren, as always, got all the letters and initials all mixed up there. But no, yeah. As always, Lauren, thanks for a few minutes with us tonight.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
So, you know, the Hawks really don't have a lot of open roster spots because they got so many guys under contract. Are they going to be any sort of player when free agency hits? Are they looking at being any kind of mover or shaker at all? Or do you think that these are going to be very minor moves when it comes to free agency?
You know, I think they're still going to try and make as many moves as they possibly can. They were able to shed, you know, a couple of those contracts when they moved Justin Holiday and Frank Kaminsky at the trade deadline back in February. And then you've got a guy like Aaron Holiday who was signed to a vet minimum. So you're right. They don't have a ton of roster space, but I do think that, you know, as they continue to look at what is ahead of them in terms of the draft and who they have under contract, like, you know, end of the bench guys like Bruno Fernando and then Garrison Matthews, Zeke Krejci, you know, those are the guys that maybe they can package in some form and maybe move them to free up some roster space, but also maybe bring in some other guys who are a bit more ready to go as Quinn Snyder might need them.
So, I mean, we've discussed this 40 million times, Lauren. I mean, it's it is the question that we need to know is, you know, they're already in the luxury tax based upon their top contracts. Are they going to stay in the luxury tax? Are they right? I mean, I don't mean when it's time and all the talking points and, you know, all the platitudes that Tony Ressler put out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're in it now. And if they're going to get better, they're going to have to stay in it. Is this the year where, okay, we get waist deep into the luxury tax?
Yeah, I just it's hard for me to see them committing that just because I don't think they have that championship roster that Tony Ressler has said that he would want to see before he's ready to, you know, sign off on them going into the luxury tax. So I do think this is the year that they try to move on from, you know, a guy like John Collins. And, you know, I've heard before that there are still teams out there that are interested in, you know, a potential fit that he might have on their roster. It's just a matter of what they're willing to give the Hawks back in return. And that's that's the big question, right? How much are you willing to give up for a guy who is making $25 million a year and has a player option on his final year of his contract in about 3 years? So it's just tough, but I still stand by that. John Collins is the guy that they do continue to try to move on from, and that does open up quite a bit in terms of cap space for them.
But don't you have to, you know, in I don't want to say it's not a 100% match of the money, but you can't trade John Collins for 2 second round draft picks. I mean, there is a balance that you have to get back salary in return, and mm-hmm. I look at this and I say, okay, I mean, the reason teams do some of this is they want the expiring contract so that in a mm-hmm. year they can free up the cap space, right? Well, mm-hmm. but we're trying to win now. Like we're in win now mode, and we're not worried about picking up expiring contracts or, you know, that kind of thing. You know, if we're going to trade John Collins or anybody that we trade, I don't care if it's Capella or DeAndre Hunter, mm-hmm. you want something back in value of return, because we're trying to, you know, we're trying to turn the corner and, you know, become a legitimate playoff team.
Absolutely. I think that, again, that's the tough part of what they're able to kind of argue and command. We can argue that John Collins maybe upped his value a little bit in those final couple of playoff games that we saw the Hawks playing at the end of the season, but it's still very hard. And I think Utah is a team that I've heard that is still interested, that they were a team that were interested in him at the trade deadline, but, you know, the trigger was not pulled. I mean, we saw that they were willing to part with Jared Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley. And as I said, that trigger wasn't pulled. But I do think that Utah has a couple of pieces that, you know, could provide this Hawks team with the veteran presence that I think that they missed this year. I think they need a couple of guys who are willing to hold, you know, the rest of the team accountable. And we just haven't seen that with the roster that they currently have. And you're right, they do have to at least pull in another team. Maybe it becomes a three-team trade as opposed to an outright match-for-match salary. We saw a four-team trade at the trade deadline when they traded those four second-round picks to Golden State, which they then flipped and sent to Portland for Gary Payton the second. So I do think they'll have to, you know, bring out all of their negotiating skills that we haven't quite seen them do. So this is a big free agency summer for the Hawks. So I think this is a big turning point for them. And what they do or what they're able to make happen in free agency, I think will tell us whether or not they are going to be competing this year or if the timeline is stretched out a little bit more.
Lauren Williams is the beat writer for the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Okay, I know it's pie in the sky. Okay, and I'm gonna think big though. You know, mm-hmm. I talked about this last night on my show. Why can't we be in the mix for Jaylen Brown? The more I'm reading, it doesn't mm-hmm. seem like that the Celtics are. And look, he's gonna get a supermax deal. Either he's gonna get it from the Celtics, he's gonna get mm-hmm. it elsewhere. He's getting a supermax deal. So if they're not going to sign him, and he's got $32 million owed to him next year in mm-hmm. the final year of his contract, why can't we be in the mix for a player like that? Why do I read about all these? Because, again, he'd be coming home, but I mm-hmm. read a lot of things about other teams. I don't necessarily read as much about the Hawks.
Right, and I think that's because the Hawks have, in some ways, doubled down on trying to build around Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. I think, you know, Landry Fields said it in his exit interview when we talked to them last month that, you know, they are going to try and make this thing work with these guys. And I think that if you're trying to go after Jaylen Brown, I think you have to decide on who you're going to keep and who you're going to move on from.
Well,
I think that's what it comes down to.
I would tell you, though, outside of Trae Young and DeJounte, you can have everybody. You mm-hmm. can, I mean, honestly, I mean, if it cost me Hunter, whatever, Capella, whatever, Bogey, whatever, I mean, he's one of the best two-way players in all of the NBA. And again,
100%.
We need this kind of star power. Like, I know we're kind of getting on that fringe, and Trae is definitely a star, and mm-hmm. I think DeJounte is as well, but we're kind of in that just fringe area where we have guys that are pretty good and we can play with most teams, but we don't have those guys that are true difference makers, you know, and, right. and it seems like in today's NBA, you've got to have 2, 3, 4 of those kinds of players.
Absolutely. And then that will go back to that question that you had earlier about will this be the year that Tony Ressler signs off on going into the luxury tax, especially if you have Quinn Snyder saying that he's willing to really be flexible with where he pairs those three guys. I mean, as you mentioned, if they do decide to move on from Hunter, maybe you play Jaylen Brown at the three as opposed to having him be that shooting guard that we've seen him be throughout his career. It's just there are a lot of moving parts. I think that you'd have to be, or all of these guys would have to be willing to kind of, you know, agree to make this work. And if that's the case, then we might be in a situation again where it's another adjustment period that they said that they needed for Trae Young and DeJounte Murray to kind of fit together. Now, if you're adding in that third piece in Jaylen Brown, that might be another season that they need that adjustment period because you're asking these guys to kind of play a different style of basketball or play in a position that they may not necessarily be comfortable with.
Lauren, I know everything about the NBA draft is best player available, right? I mean, that's really the way you've got to draft in the NBA because, even after, again, we know what the number one pick is going to be, but after that, it's all a crapshoot. And in most years it is once you get past 1 or 2 or 3. But is there any kind of draft strategy? I mean, the draft is less than a month away. Is there any sort of real draft strategy that the Hawks are looking at and based upon some of the guys that they're bringing in for workouts and things like that? Do you feel like there's some kind of strategy that's in place?
Honestly, I think they're, like you said, they're looking for the best player available. And at 15, that's just kind of where you are. It's not the lottery where you can just kind of take a guy that's there. You have to go for the best fit, best guy. It's hard to kind of say what their strategy is because throughout the season we saw Landry Fields and some of those front office guys in the facility in some of those prime scouting moments like March Madness and everything. But they were pretty confident that they'd done their work pretty early on. And so we'll just have to continue seeing where they believe the best fit is for this team. And that's going to be continuing to build around Trae Young and DeJounte Murray.
So, I mean, we talked about there's really not a lot of open roster spots. Are you basically drafting a guy to go to the G League? Is that what this is going to be, that the guy that we draft is going to end up playing in College Park?
I think so, especially because you have so many young, talented players who have been developing ahead of that guy. You have a guy like A.J. Griffin, who we saw play a lot of minutes at the beginning of his rookie season, and then that kind of tailed off as the team brought in Quinn Snyder. Quinn Snyder's the type of guy that I've heard he doesn't necessarily play a lot of rookies. So I don't think we can expect to see, whoever the Hawks draft this draft year playing a lot of minutes in the rotation. I think, you know, they'll probably spend a lot of their time, like you said, in College Park.
Lauren, last thing for you. You know, if they're not going to go into the luxury tax with all of this, how do you get better? I mean, you almost have to draft and get lucky if you're not going to go in. I mean, you know, I know we talked about being Golden State a few years ago with Travis Schlenk, and they drafted their guys, but you know, you don't always get to draft Steph and Clay and Draymond. I mean, it doesn't work out that way. How do you get better if we're not going to get ourselves in the luxury tax? Can Quinn Snyder coach everybody up who's younger and less expensive? I mean, is that going to be the philosophy if they're not going in the luxury tax?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can kind of see with the reported moves that they've been making in terms of their coaching staff that they're putting a pretty big emphasis on development. You have a guy like Mike Bray, who was just in the college ranks and can most likely relate to a lot of these younger guys in helping them to develop their game. And so I think that's kind of what the plan is. We've seen that they put a big emphasis on development, and that's one of the reasons that they moved on from Coach Nate McMillan, you know, during the middle of the season, they wanted to make sure that everyone was on the same page and that there was continued development, not just for some of those young guys, but the older veterans as well.
Lauren Williams, she covers the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Check out all of her work at AJC.com. Join me on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can follow her on her Twitter page, at WilliamsLaurenL. Lauren, as always, appreciate a few minutes here. We will certainly talk as we get closer to the draft, and we'll see what happens with the offseason as it progresses along.
All right. Thank you so much.
You got it. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines to you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. How active do you think that the Hawks will be in free agency? Nothing at all? Bit players? They dump a couple of salaries? We'd be a big player. Where do you think that the Hawks find themselves in free agency? Get your calls next. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.